So I want to debate something.
Okay.
I was thinking about this because, you know, the second presidential debate is on tonight, 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's in Joe's home city.
Yeah.
What's going on right now in the city? Because I'm assuming Secret Service has been around for days,
but
right?
It always is when a candidate's in town. I did see some dogs last night, though. I wanted to pet them, but you're not allowed to.
They had security dogs?
I was on 17th, and they have, she's staying at a hotel, Kamala's staying at a hotel on 17th, and I walked by, they had a tent set up, full perimeter set up around it. I thought I was going to get arrested for being a suspicious person.
Well, you look suspicious.
I'm a little suspicious.
So it's at the National Constitution Center, which I've been to. I've actually seen a few things at the Constitution Center. It's kind of a very...
You have?
Yeah.
Wow, you're Didn't more they have than I give the, you credit.
Of course, I'm very cultural. How dare you?
Shock.
Anyway, I figured, God, forget about that stuff. Let's debate something.
Chris just wants to experience everything.
You guys just like to yell at each other.
That's true.
Okay, so if we're going to have
Joe
a debate.
Joe thinks he's right all the time. Well,
mm-hmm. If we're going to have a debate.
He says I am.
Yeah,
I know. You want rules.
I want rules. You know, that's a hot topic this time of year.
I think we should make Gianna the moderator, right? You want to be the moderator?
I'll be the moderator.
So you get to set the rules. As the moderator, you get to set the rules.
Well, my people are out there. My campaign manager is in the hallway also agreeing to these terms.
Yeah, who's your campaign manager?
I know someone in that hallway who would happily be a campaign manager.
So are we setting these rules right now?
No, let's set them now.
Yeah.
Okay, I think there needs to be silence when the other person's talking.
Oh, no. I want to interrupt her.
He interrupts constantly.
I want to interrupt her.
No, we will be muting your mic when you're not speaking, when it's not your time to speak.
Literally turn off his mic.
Yeah.
Can I leave my podium then
and walk over there?
No,
you're not allowed. You have to stay within two arm's length distance of each other.
Two arm's length, buddy.
And when we start the debate...
Mine or yours? You have bigger arms.
Mine.
When we start the debate, nobody will speak first. Only I'm allowed to speak. No opening statements, people.
Oh, we can't... Okay.
We can't welcome our audience to our serious debate.
No. Tonight. And that brings me to my next point. No personal opinions.
So stick to facts.
We need to present everything as if it's a fact.
Well, but Joe thinks things are facts that aren't necessarily facts.
Well, it's all about how you present it.
Will the moderator hold the other opponent accountable if they're telling a lie and I'm not allowed to defend it?
Will I get
a rebuttal?
Well, you can have a rebuttal.
Waste my own time?
You're going to have to raise your hand.
That's another thing. We have to have a time limit, right?
We're going to have a time limit, yeah.
What's the time limit?
Let's say about 20 seconds each person. I feel 30 is a little too much. 15. We'll give you the extra 5 to get yourself situated.
Yeah, you're showing up.
I might not show up.
Yeah.
Oh, God. This is going to be a mess.
It's only to your benefit to show up.
Are we allowed notes in front of us?
No.
Say yes. Yeah, you guys can.
Oh, because she can't remember her notes.
No, because
I have a terrible memory.
We need to stay on track.
And are we allowed water or no?
No, yeah. We can have water.
Well, that's also a conversation.
Can we have water?
I'm not going to dehydrate you guys.
Did you hear? Oh, yeah, we can have water. See, she's already in bed with the moderator.
Maybe you should try a little harder, Joe.
This is all fake.
It's great. Can we decide what we're debating? I suggest.
No, we'll decide. Oh. Will the moderator and our people will talk about that during the song.
All right.
Are we doing a coin toss, too?
No coin tosses. I'm just going
to
pick.
Well, I think we kind of have to do something. Yeah, right?
You're just going to pick? What are you, the...
Well, actually, let's do alphabetical order.
A, B, C. That would mean me.
Does that make you upset? But you have an advantage.
I don't have a last name, so you have Rollins.
C is Chris.
Oh, you had Rollins. I didn't have a last
Joe
name.
Joe wasn't born with a last name.
You're last nameless.
So should we do this?
Yeah, we'll do it.
All right.
Presidential debate, which is going on actually in Philadelphia tonight. We're going to have our own debate here on 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. Chris, Joe, Gianna. Gianna's the moderator, so she's kind of taking things over.
Well, yeah, so we're going to pick a debate topic today. And I saw this thing online that, like, Jersey's kind of beefing with Connecticut over this new road sign where they're saying that Connecticut has the best pizza in America.
Ridiculous.
So I guess we should maybe debate you. I mean, you guys are from two different states. Joe lives in PA. Chris lives in Jersey.
Yeah.
Let's debate pizza, where the best pizza is. Let's do this. It's the right way.
There's no better pizza than New Jersey.
Okay, all right.
She's already broken the rules. Already broken the rules.
I'm sorry.
All right.
Was that an opening statement?
That was an opening statement. Sorry. I would like an opening statement now in place.
Wyatt, both of you. Oh, God. This is going to give me a headache today. So, We're going to go lay some ground rules down before we start. When one person is talking, the other person's mic will be shut off.
That's going to be hard for Joe.
She's already speaking about me.
All right. No opening statement, which you guys have already failed at.
I didn't realize she that failed. Was an opening statement.
All right. I need to put duct tape over your mouth because you guys are not going to follow directions.
I'm done.
And present everything as a fact. And you know I say that you can walk between the lines on that one. If it's not a fact, make it sound like a fact, okay? We're going to stay under the radar. All right. I think we're going to do it as...
He has notes. Am I allowed to have notes?
You're allowed to have notes. Right. You guys both come... You can come prepared.
I can't prepare.
All right. Here we go.
Representing the state of Pennsylvania.
Representing the state of New Jersey.
We're going to start with... going first?
Chris. We're going to start with Chris.
Oh, that's right. We did the alphabet thing.
We're going to start with Chris. All right. Joe's mic is off.
Is it?
It's off.
Oh, no. He's going to hate this.
All right, Chris,
Bad.
You get 20 seconds to present your topic.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yep. What's the first question?
First question for you. What makes pizza so great in your state?
Oh, well, the ingredients. There's local ingredients. Of course, the water, which people also say, you know, the water's good for bagels, too. But it's not pizza in... Pizza Joe. In New Jersey is not just a food, it is a culture. It is an experience. There's nostalgia because there's generations that have made pizza, generation after generation.
Time's up. All right, Chris, I think you did fine.
Whoa. The moderator's already weighing in.
We're going to go back to Joe. Go ahead, Joe.
Can you restate the question?
Here we go. What makes pizza so great in your state, Joe?
I'm only going to speak about my home city of Philadelphia for the sake of this argument. We are the birthplace of democracy and America's greatest pizza as well. And we are going to show that to the world tonight as well. You know, I found a list here from Clever Real Estate. And Philly is the number 4 pizza city in the country. There are no cities in Jersey on that list. We also, as a result of being so old, we have more wood-fired stoves than any other city. That's because we're really old.
Final thought. Thank you. Thank you, Joe.
Time you're done. I'm just talking about being culture and old people making pizza because it's a lifestyle.
All right. Your time's up.
All right. We're going to move on to the second question of this debate. We're going to start with Chris. Joe, you've been muted
for
now.
Turn his mic off.
You were first again?
Yeah. Well, yeah. You go back and forth. That's what we're doing in this debate.
We're going back and forth.
That's what we're doing
in this
debate.
What's the second question?
What can you say about the quality of ingredients for pizza in your state, Chris?
Oh, it's all about the water. New Jersey's water is the best for making crust and, like I said, bagels. We get our water from the Catskill Mountains, actually. It's very soft water, meaning it has low concentrations of calcium and magnesium. It's actually perfect for making bread flour, which is crust. And, you know, local tomatoes. We grow our own tomatoes for the sauce in New Jersey. Jersey tomatoes can't
Thank
get
you.
Better than that.
Time's up. All right. Joe, you need to stop yapping in the background.
Can we have some order?
He's really getting on my nerves over here. All right. Chris's mic will now be muted. Even though I'm going to take 5 seconds off of Joe's next round because he was talking the entire time
She's
during Chris's.
Talking.
Well, we didn't start the timer yet, so it doesn't count.
Can you restate the question?
All right, here we go. What can you say about the quality of ingredients for pizza in your state, Joe?
Philly likes meat, and nobody does meat like Philadelphia. Also, we have a lot of old Italian people in South Philly who make really good pizza. And I end my argument there.
Wow.
New Jersey has a large Italian population.
Whoa! We stopped your... Chris!
Oh, sorry.
Rules. I know.
Sorry.
Nobody.
I've never been known to follow the rules.
All right. Final question, and we're going to wrap this thing up.
All right. Forgot a point.
We're going to Chris. We're going to Chris.
No, you chose to end early.
Okay. Well, I got things here.
All right, you two. Enough. All right. Here we go. Final question. Can you elaborate on the affordability of pizza in your state, Chris?
Well, listen, sometimes if you want quality, you have to pay for it. You can. What is the saying? You get what you pay for. If it's a bad quality, then sure, you'll pay cheaper. But if you want quality pizza, sometimes that comes with a price tag. But I will work my hardest to get prices down on New Jersey's best pizza.
All right. Thank you, Chris. We're going to bounce back to Joe. All right, Joe, what can you elaborate on the affordability of pizza in your
state? I'd also like to go back to the previous question. Jersey likes to claim they were the inventors of the tomato pie, but it was actually Philadelphia.
Get to do that.
Her mic was allowed to be on because that is
comment
insane.
Is stricken from the record.
All right, Joe, can you just answer the question?
Yes. In the state of Pennsylvania right now, and according to sliceoftheunion.com, a very reputable source, a slice of a large plain pie costs $16.87. $0.07 in Pennsylvania, while in New Jersey it costs $17.99. In this economy, that is the kind of pricing I can get behind.
All right, we're done.
He was tipped off to this debate. He seems a little more prepared than he could have been in the 2 minutes that we had to get ready for this.
This is true. I don't know, but do I have to name a winner now?
No. The moderator never names a winner.
I don't know. I don't watch this.
We can ask for votes. On the app.
Sure.
If you want to vote.
That gets you off this morning.
I would love to see it, actually. You can vote right now for the winner in the 94.5 PST app. It's 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. Chris, Joe, and Gianna, good morning. Are you ready for another Eagles holiday album?
I wasn't ready
for the first two.
So, yeah, this is the third one. It's from Jason. I wasn't sure Jason Kelce was going to be, well, it's kind of his thing.
I was going to say, he's kind of like the brains of the operation.
Yeah, so he's heading it up again. It already happened. They were already in the studio. So It's Jason Kelce, it's Lane Johnson, and it's Jordan, how do you pronounce his last
Mailata.
Name? Mailata. Okay, so they were back in the studio recording. This one's called A Philly Special Christmas Party. It's the third one, coming out November 29th. You can pre-order it starting on November 1st, on the Phillies Specials. It's on the Philly Specials official website, which is phillyspecialchristmas.com. We don't have any audio yet. I wish we did.
Yeah.
But usually it's just the three of them sort of doing it well.
But it's always so good. Joe especially is being a hater.
I'm not being a hater. I just think this, after the first one, the joke was over. Cute.
It's and a tradition. Last year
they
got,
guess what? Know, they wouldn't have done another one if people weren't buying
it. And it's all for charity, I guess.
Yes,
it.
So, exactly. I mean, and if you have a Phillies fan, a Phillies fan, listen to me, an Eagles fan in your life, it's the perfect gift.
It is.
Such a cute gift. And it's always, the album art is always really cute.
It's very like Peanuts inspired. Yeah. I love this. I'm excited for this.
So it's coming out November 29th.
It can't be Chris. Can't be Chris on 94.5 PST.
Tuesday's edition of Can't Be Chris. Chris Rollins only on a 4-day streak. Not doing too well.
I'm trying.
I think today's going to go back to zero. Who's taking on Chris today?
Kira from Morrisville, PA.
Hey, Kira. You feeling smart and confident this morning?
I am.
All right.
Have you ever heard Can't Be Chris before? Do you play along in the car?
Yes, every morning to work.
Well, all I've heard is it's a lot harder on the radio than it is in your car. So just be scared.
Oh, God, Kira, don't let her intimidate you. All right, Chris is walking out of the room. Kira, we're going to give you three questions. You'll answer them the best that you can. And then when Chris comes back, she'll answer the same three. We'll see who gets more right, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. First question. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce were spotted together after some breakup rumors. What is the name of Taylor's most recent album?
The Tortured Poets, I think that.
Do you want to lock in Tortured Poets?
Yeah.
All right, question two. Kendrick Lamar is going to be playing the Super Bowl halftime show next year. What number will the 2025 Super Bowl be?
I have no idea.
I was going to say, let's guess a number that you think, like how after all the Super Bowls that have been played, what number do you think we're on?
I'll say 200.
You want to lock in 200?
I know that's wrong, but yeah.
All right, let's do it. There's a great chance that Chris doesn't know that either, so it's all good, girl.
Fingers crossed.
All right, final question. The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air originally aired on this day in 1990. Who was the star of that show?
Will Smith.
You want to lock it in?
Yeah.
All right. We have locked in Will Smith. Can't Be Chris, powered by Legoland Discovery Center, Philadelphia. Jump into a world of creativity, color, and playful learning. Info and tickets at philadelphia.legolanddiscoverycenter.com. What's up, Chris?
Hey there.
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Kira's answers are all locked in. Here we go. First question. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce were spotted together after some breakup rumors kind of emerged. What is the name of Taylor's most recent album?
It's the Tortured Poets Department.
So Kira said the Tortured Poets, Chris said the Tortured Poets Department. I'm giving you both it. I think you guys are both correct.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You right? Got it. Sure.
Question two. Kendrick Lamar is going to be playing the Super Bowl halftime show this year. What number Super Bowl will the 2025 Super Bowl be?
It's because I said this when we talked about Kendrick being announced as the performer. It's Super Bowl 59.
So Kira said Super Bowl 200.
Oh, no.
It was, you know what, Kira? If I wasn't the moderator of this game.
And if I hadn't announced it recently, I wouldn't have known either.
I think I would have known that. I wouldn't have known that, but 59 is correct. So unfortunately, Chris is up by one.
Don't worry, you're not the only one who doesn't know that.
Yeah,
believe me.
Going into the final question, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air originally aired on this day in 1990. Who is the star of that show?
That would be Will Smith.
You both said Will Smith, and you're both correct.
Oh, you did good.
Unfortunately, though, Kira, Chris was up by one, which means you got to give us that phrase of shame.
My name is Kira from Morrisville, and I cannot beat Chris.
You tried, though, and you did really good.
You
and
did.
Like I said, I don't think many people know the number of the Super Bowl, so
yeah.
You're good, girl.
I have no idea.
Kira, just for playing with us, you got a pair of tickets to see Gracie Abrams' The Secret of Us tour at the Met in Philly on October 8th.
Oh, my God, awesome.
Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Hang on the line.
Listen tomorrow morning at 7:40 for another chance to beat Chris on 94.5 PST. It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
Selena Gomez gushed about her romance with Benny Blanco during a recent interview with Vanity Fair that just got published. But she also revealed some kind of sad, tough news that she can't carry her own children. I mean, there are other options. She can certainly still become a mom. But she did say, you know, she's got a lot of medical issues that would put her life and the baby's life in jeopardy. So she had to kind of grieve it for a while, especially when you're so in love with somebody. You know, you want to have a baby. I think for her, the traditional way, but that's not going to happen. So the Princess of Wales, Kate Middleton, shared an update yesterday on her cancer battle. Great news for the royals. Yeah, she posted a video featuring clips of her with Prince William and the kids, along with a message that she is finally finished her chemo. You know what I think? I think she went through a whole heck of a lot more than we realized.
I'm sure.
They were so tight-lipped about it.
They always are with everything, so
yeah.
That would make sense.
Of course. I mean,
and it's
you know.
Been 2 years since the Queen died, I think today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, two years.
Yeah.
So I found out that Eminem is going to open the VMAs tomorrow night. Did you know that he could become the solo male artist with the most wins in show history with just one win tomorrow night? And he's up for 8 awards.
Yeah.
So there's a good chance that he's going to get that honor.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool. And James Earl Jones died yesterday, 93 years old. What a legend. He was the voice of Darth Vader in Star Wars.
I am the father.
Ooh, it chills when I hear that.
Have you ever seen the movie in full?
Oh, yeah. The first one.
Okay.
I don't see all of them.
I'm surprised by that.
Yeah. And Mufasa. He was also Mufasa in The Lion King.
Look inside yourself, Simba. You are than what you have become.
Oh, that voice. And didn't he also, he was the one who also said, if you build it, they will come.
He also said,
the dreams.
He also, yeah. And he also
all
said,
those commercials.
This is CNN.
didn't he also do a bunch of cell phone commercials?
Oh, yeah,
too,
yeah.
Right?
He did that everything. Remember he did the phone book commercial for the New Jersey phone book at one point?
Hey, we need a voice. Somebody get James Earl Jones. All right, there's the scoop.
Here's what's coming up with Chris and the Crew.
Coming up just after 8 o'clock this morning, I'm going to play our favorite game, one of our favorite games. It's called What's My Job, where a PST listener is going to come on, tell us their salary for the year, which is always pretty jarring. Because who talks about their salary, right? And then we're going to ask some questions, some yes or no questions, so you can get a little closer. And then we're going to have you call in and guess their job, all right? So we'll do that at 8:05.
Chris and the Crew, 94.5 PST. 94.5 PST.
Good job, everybody.
That is your job.
I want to be, like, doing my job.
It's What's My Job.
All right, Greg and Philly's here. We're going to bring him on. He's going to tell us his salary for the year, and then we're going to ask him some questions to kind of help you out, and you're going to call in and guess what he does. Hey, Greg, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going? Good morning.
Ooh, he sounds very manly.
He does.
All right, Greg, what's your yearly salary?
Yeah, so I make $72,000 a year.
Okay.
All right, great.
All right, so now we're going to ask you some questions. You can only answer yes or no, okay?
Bring it on.
Okay. Do you work outside?
Ooh, on occasion.
Oh, okay. So that
mostly
would be
indoor, though.
Mostly indoor, he said.
Okay.
Did you get a college degree for this?
No.
Okay.
Is customer service a big part of your job?
Ooh. Yes.
Okay.
Do you wear a uniform?
I bring my own.
Bring
so
his
yes.
own. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Does it involve computers?
I was going to ask that.
Oh, no.
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 Oh, he said no.
Do you work like typical 9 to 5 hours?
No.
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 All right.
Okay.
So I think we got everything that we're allowed to ask.
Yeah, that's it.
That's all,
all right. So you're going to go on hold, Greg. We're going to have everybody call in and guess what you do. I feel like we didn't help him much today, but all right, you hold on. Hang on there. It's 814, 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station, in the middle of playing What's My Job? Chris, Joe, and Gianna. So Greg in Philly told us he makes, how much was it, 72?
I think he said like about 72. I think you're right.
72,000 a year. So we went on to ask him a bunch of yes or no questions to try to help you out. He says he does work outside sometimes. He doesn't have a degree for this. Big time customer service, yes. Uniform, he says he brings his own, so that's a guess, whatever that means. Doesn't work with computers, doesn't do a typical 9 to 5. Let's get to the phones. Got a bunch of people calling in. Anthony Ewing is first. All right, what do you think he does? What's his job?
I think he's an HVAC technician.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that kind of fits all the clues, right?
It would.
Sort of like half inside, half outside. Yeah, customer service big time.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, it does kind of make sense. Maybe that is it. All right, let's go to Jamie in Levittown. Jamie, what's your guess?
I think he is a physical fitness trainer.
Oh, okay.
He kind of sounds like it.
And
he sounds very manly.
He does. And they also don't have normal hours and stuff. No real uniforms. He'd bring his own clothes to change into.
I guess he's all about customer service.
True.
If he has a client, right?
So that fits.
That's another good guess. All right, let's go to Gabby. Gabby's in Philly. Good morning. What do you think?
So personally, the first thing that set us off was that he brought his own uniform. So funny thing, we think he's a stripper.
Oh my God, you must listen every week. Because you know what I love to guess. You know I love me a stripper guess.
That's Joe.
Do you guys really, do we
guess.
Really think it's a stripper though this time?
I don't.
Wow. Mm.
Do you? Maybe.
I mean, Joe makes everything sound like a stripper.
Sounds sexy though.
Okay. It does. Well,
brings his own uniform. See, if he said take it off, I would have said, oh, I mean, obviously.
Well, that would have been obvious, but he didn't.
Right. No.
All right, let's get him back on, and then we'll make our guesses, and then we'll have him tell us. Hey, Greg, are you there?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to make our guesses, and then we're going to have you reveal, okay?
You got it.
All right, Joe, are you going with you?
I'm
with
doing
Gabby?
It. I'm doing it. My fingers, my toes, my elbows, my knees are crossed. I'm hoping you've been hearing me beg for a stripper on the show. Stripper, lock it in.
All right. Well, hold on, Greg. Before you reveal that you're not a stripper, we're going to guess. I think maybe you're a plumber. I don't know. Maybe he has his own t-shirts.
And
who knows?
I'm going with you own a painting company. Like, you know, like you paint buildings and houses and stuff like that. My friend Angie's in the app chat. She's saying the same thing. All right. So time to reveal, Greg. Did any of us guess it, first of all?
Yeah.
Oh, someone did?
This is exciting.
Yeah, you got it right on the money.
Wait, what is it?
Which one of us? What do you do?
Well, I'm just saying, dreams come true. I'm the stripper.
No!
Joe! Wait. Did somebody set me up? Is this a joke?
No, it's
really?
Your
I swear.
Wow.
You're actually a stripper, Greg, in Philly or somewhere else?
No, right here in Philly, at Bear It All.
Oh,
no. Can we get your number in case Gianna ever gets engaged? We'll get you to our bachelorette party.
We're going to have that. Holiday Eagles album on the way. Good morning. It's Chris of the crew, Chris, Joe, and Gianna. Yeah, the third holiday album from some of the Eagles players, you know, headed by Jason Kelce, is going to be out again this year. It's going to be out on November 29th. It's called A Philly Special Christmas Party. You can pre-order starting on November 1st on their website, on their official website, which is PhillySpecialChristmas.com.
You said Jason's still involved even though he's retired?
Yeah, you know, I kind of wondered. I guess it was kind of his brainchild to begin with, wasn't it? So, and he kind of still probably wants to be an Eagle.
Yeah.
Well, he's still like so
forever
big.
Be an Eagle, right? Yeah. So yeah, it's him, it's Jason, it's Lane Johnson, and Jordan, how do you say his name?
Melata.
It's the three, they've done all three together.
Mm-hmm.
This is the third one. So it looks like you're going to get another one.
It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
I found out who's opening the VMAs tomorrow night. Eminem. You know what I didn't notice? Or what I didn't realize, but I really hope happens? He could become the solo male artist with the most wins in show history. With just one win tomorrow night, and he's up for 8 awards. I want this to happen for him.
Yeah, this is crazy.
Yeah, I think that's going to be cool. So I can't wait to see the opening act, the, opening performance. All the performances are always good, so it should be a good show. It's right up the turnpike. We got a PST listener going.
Yeah, Courtney's going to the show.
Courtney and her bestie are going to be there. We're going to look for them on TV. So good news for the royal family. Great news, actually, for the royal family. The Princess of Wales, Kate Middleton, says that she has finally completed her chemo. Good for her. I think the way she spoke, she was like, it's been a rough 9 months. I think she's really been to hell and back.
I'm sure.
Yeah, I feel bad, but I'm glad she's doing better. She says her main focus now is to stay cancer free.
Yeah.
She's got little kids. She says she's going to start to add a few appearances, you know, to her schedule. So I think we're going to see her more. So I'm happy about that. I always like seeing. Oh, stop.
Not because of the cancer. I don't mean anything.
No,
I don't wish her any harm. I just don't need to see her.
Them in public. Anyway, Selena Gomez has also revealed some sad news. She can't carry her own children. She just did this recent interview with Vanity Fair. They just published it. So we're hearing all the details. She says that Betty Blanco, she has never been loved the way Betty Blanco loves her. But then she said she kind of had to grieve the fact that she can't carry his child, basically.
Yeah, that's...
She says she has a lot of medical issues and that if she carried a child, it would put her and the baby in danger.
That's sad.
Yeah, she said she had to grieve. I feel bad. And James Earl Jones died yesterday. Wow, what a legend. 93 years old. You probably recognize his voice from Star Wars. Listen to this.
No, I am the father.
Yes, that's him. And also he was Mufasa in The Lion King.
Look inside yourself, Simba. You are more than what you have become.
I'd like to clarify something, Chris.
Yeah, he was amazing. What?
He was not Mufasa. He voiced Mufasa.
Well, you know what I mean.
He wasn't a lion.
He was also, I mean, he was in Coming to America, remember? He was Eddie Murphy's dad.
Yeah.
He was the one who said that that line from Field of Dreams, right? If you build it, they will come.
Yep.
No, what's the line? Wade's here. What's the line, Wade?
And a lot of lines, but he didn't say that one.
Yeah, he did.
that was the baseball ghost to Kevin Costner.
You remember he did the phone book commercial?
No. He's done so many commercials.
He's the voice of CNN.
Yeah.
This is CNN. Ba, ba, ba.
Ba, ba, ba. All right, there's the scoop. Abbreviations, because apparently there are some of these abbreviations that are Googled the most because nobody can figure these out.
Okay.
It's Chris and the Crew, Chris, Joe, and Gianna. All right, let's go, G.
Here we go. So do you know what SMH means?
Can I tell you, I actually have a funny story about this.
Oh my God, why? Just nothing with you ever surprises me.
Really means shake my head, right? Is that correct?
Yeah, shaking my head.
So... You know, obviously, I have kids, so I was on the PTA when my kids were younger in elementary school, and we were sitting in a meeting, and one of the moms wrote on, like, passed me a note that said, like, SMH, and I'm like, what? And she's like, why are you reacting? I was like, oh my God, did you see what this mom just wrote me? I thought it meant spank me hard.
Why would you think that?
What?
Why would you think that?
Time out. You were at a meeting.
I tried to figure it out.
Oh my God.
You were at a meeting about kids.
Right.
And you thought another mom slipped you a note asking you to spank her.
That's why I was so shocked.
Well, wait, the question is, did you spank her?
No.
Thank God.
And then when I told them what I really thought it meant, they were dying.
What?
I was like, I thought that always meant spank me hard.
Why would you think that?
I don't know.
Oh my God.
I didn't know what else it could mean.
Chris Rollins.
Now I will never forget that it shake my head.
Oh, my God.
Shaking my head.
Well,
right
I guess moving on to the next one.
Nothing's going to beat that. I don't
Do you know what NSFW means?
Not suitable for work.
Not safe
for work.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, same,
yeah. Which is same what thing. Chris Rollins thought SMH meant.
Chris and the crew, 94.5 PST.